This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Holmes. It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, and I know she's a pretty young.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. And to you.
Welcome back to the Spiegel at Home Show. I'm Mark Grody.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Adam Studzinski.
It's your guy.
It's my guy.
It's your Take the North podcast pal.
He is the producer of the Take the North show. He is also the producer of the Bernstein and Harris show. And he is also my Bears buddy. He is my Bears friend. So happy birthday to Adam Studzinski. And low key, happy birthday also. There's another Odyssey birthday today down the hallway.
They walked on down the hall.
He does afternoon drive traffic. His name is Neil Fiorito.
Oh, come on.
And he's having a birthday today.
That's one of the greats.
Happy birthday, Neil.
Seriously.
You. And to Studs.
Happy birthday, Studs. And happy birthday to Neil. Neil is, without a doubt, one of the good vibes guys in this building.
Oh, my God. Nothing but positivity.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah, right?
Enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Love. I just ran into him down the hallway. He was warming up some Hormel chili.
As one does.
As one does.
And we talk, as one does, occasionally, and more often these days. And I think it's fun to do so.
Yes.
To the person manning the fort after we are done at 6 o'clock. And this evening, that is our friend Rami Makhlouf. Rami, good evening, sir. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you? I'm gullible. That's how I am. Because I was listening to the last segment, and I heard Shane say that LeVar Ball had his foot amputated after a shark attack.
Yeah.
And I Googled it. I Googled it to see if it was true. I didn't just outright dismiss it.
Yeah, well, it's not on the news yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, then I believe you again, Shane. That's how gullible I am.
There was a texter who said today that he had his foot cut off, and then Shane is making stuff up, so maybe it happened.
It's on TMZ after a medical issue.
Ooh. Yes.
But it is not, apparently, from a shark attack. That part.
Okay. See, that we know of.
It's difficult
that we know
to know.
Of.
Yeah, it's difficult to know exactly how far it goes. That's too bad.
That is too bad. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
Terrifying,
man,
is a good word for
that.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. Have you ever been attacked by a shark, Rami? As a segue? Perfectly.
Can't say that I have. No, can't say. You know, for the longest time, I wouldn't even go in the ocean. I didn't go in the ocean my entire life till about 2 years ago, you guys. My now fiance got me to go in the ocean. After my entire life, I feared shark attacks and everything else in the ocean that's trying to kill me.
Why?
After watching Jaws.
Oh, I was going to say, you were hurt by Jaws. Okay. I understand.
Well, also, everything in there wants to kill you, Grody, including the ocean itself.
That's a fair point. Or they just want to kill you. They want to sting you. Like, you get
something.
You get a jellyfish in there, a man of war. They want to kill you, actually.
Boy,
the jellyfish wants to sting you. The shark wants to eat you.
That's a tough mindset to have about the ocean, that everything wants to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, there's entire cultures that believe that the ocean is the cure for everything. Like, they bathe in the ocean. Like, if you get a cut, you should go into the ocean and let the ocean heal you.
Salty healing power.
That life springs from the ocean and is healthy when immersed back in it, Rami.
I went snorkeling in the Dominican Republic in September for just a few minutes before I started vomiting violently, you guys, and that'll never happen again. But as we were in the boat going out to the part where you would snorkel, and the guide was like, the ocean is filthy. He was like, all these fish are going to the bathroom in here. It's disgusting.
Oh my God,
it's a wasteland.
That is not something to share with you. No,
now you just want me to jump in there. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, Rami, if he didn't tell you that that's where they were going, where would you have thought they were going?
There's rest stops at every wharf.
That's info you needed.
I wasn't thinking about it at that moment, and he had to tell me that just before I dove in headfirst into the ocean.
You know, it's amazing. If you look at all those fish rest stops and all the urinals at the fish rest stop, you know what's in there? Packers urinal case.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
George McCaskey, very busily taking care of all the urinals in the fish rest stop.
Those are like business cards for him. You know, he just pulls them out. He always has them on his person. Yeah. At all times.
Where are you on that kind of petty? Where are you on being the owner of a team and putting Packers urinal cakes in the bathroom at your mother's funeral? Where are you on that?
I mean, at the mother's funeral, that's going a bit too far, but I'm all for petty. I would put one of those urinal cakes in my toilet at home if I could get my hands on one. I'm all for petty, and especially when it comes to the Packers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Those are two teams that I have all the pettiness for.
Those are fine choices by you.
Thank you.
What's going on in the show tonight, Mr. Makhlouf, sir?
We will talk some Bears and where there are needs besides the line. Because, guys, it seems like we all just go, well, they need a few linemen. They have a Hall of Fame head coach, great quarterback. Everything will be good. And I think there are things on this team that need to be addressed other than the O-line and the D-line. So we'll talk about that. Herm Edwards, you guys were talking about good vibes, guys.
Yeah.
That is the good vibes guy. He joins me at 6:20 to talk some football.
That's awesome.
Michael Cirami from Bleacher Nation will be here to talk some Cubs at 7:00, and I did some calculating about the Bears raising their ticket prices, you guys, and the number is very peculiar. What it all adds up to, the number is very peculiar, and it covers the cost of something else. I'll tell you what that is a little later on in the show.
Real quick, like, Rami, did you break some news during this transition, my friend? You're engaged?
I am engaged.
Is that new?
I am engaged. No, that happened actually the same trip that I went snorkeling in September.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, back out in the DR.
So you threw up in the ocean.
Yes.
That's disgusting, man.
And how soon after that did you propose? Like, what was the proximity?
It was a day. It was the next day.
Oh, okay. That's a good choice.
It wasn't dripping from my chin as I asked, will you marry me?
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
It's outstanding. Rami Makhlouf is up next with the show that he described. Sounds like a good one to me. Thank you, Mark Grody. What a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Let's do it one more time tomorrow, Speaks. You and I.
I'm in. Thank you to our guests on the show. Paul Pabst was on the show.
Yes.
Bruce Levine was on the show. And Mike Valenti from 97.1 The Ticket was on the show. Thank you to Shane Reardon for doing a terrific job executively producing this show. Thank you to Chris Tannehill for being the man that he is. Oh, a decent sound guy as well, but really, it's about the man.
That's a new one right there. The great man and a decent sound guy.
Yep,
that's our guy.
Yep. I'll be broadcasting with you tomorrow. I'll be live out there in Arizona, headed out there for Cubs camp.
Sick.
And I want to say thank you to all of you who listen to the Spiegel and Ohm show. We will repay that by joining you again tomorrow at 2:00. Thanks so much. Have a great night, everybody.
Obviously, we had a regrettable situation. I just wanted to address that briefly. Obviously, a really regrettable moment. It's a shame that it happened that way. I'm ultimately responsible for everything that happens in this building. And ultimately, that means that was on me tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.